The Case for Retyping: Cognitive Debt and the Limits of Copy-Paste. An essay titled Prevent Cognitive Debt by Manually Retyping LLM-Generated Code, 86 points and 62 comments, argues that developers accepting AI-generated code should retype it by hand rather than copy-paste it. The HN thread is a genuine argument, splitting roughly into three camps. The argument is more specific than mere ritual. The claim is that the physical act of retyping forces sequential reading at a pace that actually engages comprehension, whereas reading code on a screen, especially code that looks syntactically clean, often triggers a pattern-matching response where the eyes skip through and the brain signals "looks fine" without processing the semantics. The cognitive science distinction between recognition and recall is relevant. It is much easier to recognize a correct answer when presented with it than to reconstruct the answer independently. Retyping is closer to recall, forcing logic into working memory even briefly and creating more durable understanding. One camp in the comment thread holds that the value is not in retyping itself, but in the code review practice, that a careful line-by-line review before accepting code would achieve the same comprehension, and retyping is simply a forcing function for people who cannot maintain that review discipline mentally. A third camp argues the premise becomes moot as AI context windows grow large enough that the AI understands a code base better than any individual developer can hold in their head, an argument that accelerates toward the meat proxy future rather than resisting it. The cognitive debt framing is apt. Debt accrues invisibly and compounds. A developer who spends 6 months accepting AI-generated code without deeply understanding it has not merely failed to learn. They may have built incorrect mental models, or no model at all, for large sections of a code base they are nominally responsible for. When something breaks at 2 a.m., the debt comes due. The counterargument invokes layers of abstraction. Most developers using React do not understand the reconciliation algorithm deeply. Most database users do not understand B-tree internals. The question is whether LLM-generated code is a qualitatively different abstraction or just a new layer. The disanalogy, as several commenters note, is that a stable, documented abstraction does not change between renders. AI-generated code reflects a model's interpretation of intent at a specific moment, and that interpretation can be subtly wrong in ways that only surface when conditions change.